The Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues live at the Florida Theater and inside the Remedy Lounge. And I love that the past and the present do come together so great at this wonderful institution in downtown Jacksonville, because Remedy Lounge and what is here for you at the next show you're at, whether it's History, Liberty, and Laughs tomorrow, is a really great VIP sort of experience where you've got a bar, you've got your own private restrooms. This comes with that $500 membership level if you want to make that investment. And it really is an investment in your own community when you become a member of the Florida Theater. And every nonprofit has a board, and the board chair of the Florida Theater is Don Cameron, who joins us live on Jacksonville's Morning News. And thank you for spending some time with us, Don. And you were telling us off the air, you started coming here at a tender age back in the day, huh?
Yeah, I think I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and my sisters and I, we would beg our parents to bring us down here, that they would have movie day. It was like kids' day, and it was, I think it was on a Tuesday morning. You know, it was like a 9:30, 10 o'clock. We'd come down here for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and we'd watch a movie. It might be The Sound of Music, or it might be some other Disney movie, and they had games. I remember they had a lot of candy. And so you went home and you'd had a lot of junk food, but we really had a great time here.
What did Florida Theater mean to you at that age, you can recall?
I do. I remember that one, because I was very small. I used to get to come across the Matthews Bridge, because we lived out toward Regency.
Okay.
And it was kind of cool to come across the bridge to downtown. And, you know, I felt like, because my dad worked down here, so I would come in to the building, which was downtown, so it was almost like I felt like where he was going to work. But then when I got in here, it was fun. And there would probably be 500, 600 kids here every Tuesday morning.
From schools all across the area.
Everywhere. Because It was only during the summer, probably a 6-week deal. It was always a movie you'd want to see as a kid. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And so then when did you reconnect or rekindle that relationship? Or did it ever go out for you?
I don't know that it ever went away. I started coming to shows really as a teenager. Yeah. And I probably didn't come to as many as I come to now. And I've always enjoyed it. I mean, you come down here, and I think something about coming to a show here versus it isn't as big an inconvenience. Like, if you go to a big show at an arena or a stadium, you know, you're going to get there 3 hours before. You know, you can get down here right here now, and we start on time. A 7:30 show last night, that first lick of the guitar was at 7:30, and that makes it really nice. And so we saw 2 hours last night, and I was home before 10.
Nice. What have been some of the memorable shows you've seen through the years?
Well, one of my favorites is Billy Joel's band. In fact, they're coming back here in March. It's Liberty DeVito, who's 77, 78 years old, is a drummer, and Richie Cannata, the sax player. The original, he wrote all the sax parts for Billy's songs like Italian Restaurant and New York State of Mind. And that really is one of my favorite shows. But last night I came down here, because we live in the mountains of North Carolina during the summer, and I met Drew Holcomb up there playing golf, and he was coming here. So I said, well, I had people say, well, it'd be a good show. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. Wow. It was, he and his wife played. The camaraderie between the two of them was so good. I just had a great time.
You're the reason that Carolyn bought tickets for the show, I think, earlier, she had said.
Probably, because yeah. People told me how good it was, and I saw people last night that aren't here often. Like, if you look at it, like, we had Drew and Ellie last night, who are kind of a combo country and even Christian. And then tonight we have, is it Alton Brown?
Alton Brown is tonight, yeah.
Who's a chef. And then tomorrow I have Brian here. Yep. So if you look at it, and then all three nights are going to have different audiences, and they'll be very crowded all of those nights.
Yeah, indeed. The History, Liberty, and Laughs tour was only going to be for the lower section here at Florida Theater, and tickets were selling so great that you've opened up many rows in the upper mezzanine, and it's a beautiful place to be as well,
as long as you're not
afraid of heights.
We've made some changes here the last 5 years, and they've been very successful. Seats are a little more comfortable. The sound is way different than it was.
Yeah. So, looking forward to tomorrow night. We're going to keep visiting with you in just a moment. Don Cameron is board chair here at the Florida Theater. Pause for a minute. We want to update weather, traffic, and some of the day's top stories ahead on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News live at the Florida Theater. It's 8:59. We have some sunshine still, 60 degrees downtown Jacksonville. We're live at the Florida Theater. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fritkus, Sydney Marcus, our digital and social media producer and reporter on scene. And thank you to the man behind the The Glass at WOKV Master Control. One Scotty Young, who is probably going to be here at the Florida Theater for a show in the upcoming days, if not already this weekend, a regular here at the Florida Theater. As we're visiting with the team here, Numa Sasselin and the rest of the folks here at the Florida Theater, and thank you for your hospitality and having us here on the eve of Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs tour. It should be a great night tomorrow, and if you still want to grab your tickets, head to WOKV.com or at the Florida Theater box office. Don Cameron is the board chair of the Florida Theater. How long have you been the board chair?
I started in October this year. It is a two-year term.
And how long on the board?
This is my ninth year. I think we have nine-year terms, and then sometimes you have to sit out for a year and then come back.
How did the board membership come around for you? Were you asked, or did you want to be a member of the board?
It's a funny story is that Leslie Gordon was the to-be president, chairperson of the board, and they were looking for a treasurer because the treasurer was leaving town, and they went in, and I think they typed in PwC. I was a partner at Pricewaterhouse, PwC and KPMG and EY in the emails, and they found out that I came here a lot. And we found that the most successful board members are ones who really love the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why, you know, I was so taken by it. And so I came on as the treasurer, and we worked our way through COVID, and now...
And you really love the theater because we were told you went to 150, or you bought 150 plus tickets last year.
It's got to be more than that. My wife and I probably go 15, 20 shows a year. I mean, I was looking at the calendar for March. I think we've got six or seven that we're going to go to there. And it's a great night out. And in fact, after COVID, Travis Tritt was coming. I didn't really know who he was. And she looked at me and she goes, "We're going." And so we went, and I loved it. And so we come to shows. Like, I came to the Drew and Ellie Holcomb show last night, really didn't know who they were, and it's one of the best shows I've ever seen. So by being the chair, you know, it kind of entices me to come to shows that I might not come to if I was. And you come down here, and a show is different here at the theater than it is a lot of other places.
What makes it so different?
I think there's an intimacy to it. I met Drew last year, and he said the thing about the theater was it was so cozy, but also the acoustics were so good. And so from the performer's point of view, and after we fix up the backstage, it's going to be even better. So they love it from the performing, but for sitting in the audience, the acoustics is so good, the lights, and it's a very intimate setting.
You kind of get spoiled a little bit because sometimes it's then difficult to go to a bigger venue.
There's no question, because we like bigger venue shows too, but it's not the same.
Right.
And so, like, I saw Kenny Loggins here about a year ago, and just to see somebody like that, you typically would see that person in an arena or a stadium, and it's so much different here because you're so close to them.
How has the ongoing growth in the downtown corridor impacted either positively or even competitively? I think of Daly's Place, and I think of the way that the folks with the Jumbo Shrimp have been able to transform now Vistar Ballpark, which used to be 121 and Bregan Field and the likes, and with the symphony and the success over at the Jacksonville Center for the Performing Arts. How does it all kind of come together?
Well, I think it's changed the way people do things. I think that people who lived out in the suburbs would eat at the beach and then drive down to a show. And now when we come down here, we always eat downtown. And there are so many options here that you wouldn't even realize. If you come down here and just walk a block or two around, you'll see there's all kinds of, from Calford to the little Italian place next door. And then there was a Mexican place we ate last week for a show. And so a lot of very good options here for that. And you could spend the whole night out downtown now. You couldn't do that probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, indeed. We have seen such a transformation that's happened. At the board level, when you're making decisions as a nonprofit, but in the public-private space that you're in, can you kind of talk us through some of the how you scrutinize the decisions that you all are making to spend both tax dollars and also donor dollars? Those have got to be weighty decisions you're making.
Well, they are. And I think what we try to realize is that we have so many people that want to come to the theater, they don't all want to see the same show. So our diversity of shows is really quite amazing. And so we try to put enough out there where we could hit every demographic. And we try to make money on every show, but sometimes it might be better to introduce the theater to somebody, and we might not make as much money. We might even lose a little bit, but we might gain a future participant for other shows. And I think we had our most shows we've ever had last year. I think it was 209 shows in a, you know, in a 365-day year. So, wow. And probably had all kinds of different genres in there.
And you create relationships with performers as well, right? Those long-lasting relationships, because once they play here, they want to play here again.
That's exactly right. I could tell you last night they had such a good time that not only do we want them back, they want to come back. And they were telling a story last night. Drew and Ellie have three kids. And I guess that they love, because of the way our theater sits, they could skateboard down to the stage. So, you know, I think they'll come back. And it, when you have somebody who's playing who really wants to be there, and it's really not like a job, I think as an audience, you can sense that. You know, I knew last night that they loved being here. Mm. And so, and that made me enjoy it even more.
And I think you'll see that from Brian tomorrow night, because he has been able to experience, having been here with Dana Perino last year, 2 years ago, as Dana came through. But he understands the history part of it because he's a history guy.
Right.
And he loves the fact that this wonderful building is going on 98 years old and you all are planning for the 100th. I know you're not giving away surprises on the air, but how much are you thinking ahead to the 100th?
We think about it every day.
Yeah.
You know, and what do we do to celebrate 100 years is really the question. You know, because we do a lot of good shows already. Is there something special we can do? And I think just to introduce the theater to people in the 100th year, you might get some that'll come that hadn't been in a long time. Mm-hmm. And they come down here, and they'll probably be like my wife and I. They'll be hooked.
Yeah.
And want to come back for more shows.
It is a hidden jewel in some ways. Sadly, it is, because even though it's downtown, it's like right here in the heartbeat of downtown Jacksonville. But to the point someone had raised earlier, I think it was Sarah, some people still didn't even know that the Florida Theater exists on the level that it does. How do you reach out and ensure that younger generations are continuing to experience theater and it gets in their bloods early?
Well, I think that the shows that we have, you know, like we booked Kevin Hart back in December, and I think Kevin booked Kevin, and I said, are we going to get two shows or one? He said, oh, no, they're only going to do one. I think we sold that first show, the 7 or 7:15 show. We sold it out in 4 minutes or something like that. So they added another show. And that's a show. I didn't go to that, but I know a lot of people who did. And they said after the first show, there were people wrapped all the way around onto Bay Street to come in. So that's the kind of thing that introduces people. They may come to that show. They say, wow, I really enjoyed it here. There might be other shows that I'll want to see.
Well, there's some great shows that are coming up over the spring months, and you can find those at the Florida Theater site. And again, tomorrow is when we will see Brian Kilmeade in the History, Liberty, and Laughs tour. Hopefully we'll see you out here tomorrow, too. Yeah. Don Cameron is the board chair at the Florida Theater. Thank you for visiting with us.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us as well in the Remedy Lounge here, which was established in 2022, not long ago. And yet we are sitting in a building that is 97 years old. And you can still feel it when we rode up the elevator.
Oh,
that was kind of cool.
The elevator's not 100 years old.
No, but it's the experience. Yes. It ties in some of the history. What's that?
Have you seen the theater upstairs where Bob Hope and Bing Crosby used to meet?
Oh, wow.
That's fascinating. You should go up there and see that.
Cannot wait. What a great experience to be at the Florida Theater this Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News at 9:21.